Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 4th and the whole week ahead. With Venus opposing Uranus, you always got to be careful with this because it is a rebel without a cause, and that could be you or someone around you. It can create fireworks at home or in your career. Basically what it means, things are out of control, and unless you keep some discipline in your life in those two areas, then who knows what will happen, but it could end up, well, a bit all over the place. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday there was a full moon in the sign of Taurus, which for you means that over the next 2 weeks you need to look at your life and see what's working and what is not working. And anything that's not working needs to be chucked out. Quit whilst you're ahead. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And if you remember that over the next 2 weeks, means you can shed the load of those things you no longer need. Don't be upset by it. Just say a cheery farewell. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in Gemini, it's time to just withdraw a little. There's a good aspect to Mars, so thinking and being focused about your next move, what you want to do, is a very, very good thing now. The square to Neptune, however, means that there's sleeping disorders or problems. Is it yours or somebody around you? Could be a baby that keeps you awake all night. But there's certainly the sleeping energies around are very, very, very problematical. Here's your Tuesday stars, a lovely aspect with Venus moving into Scorpio. This transit is good for you. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Venus in the Fifth House. The fifth house is full of love, is full of affection. It's all about your affairs of the heart. And when you get this kind of aspect, it means over the next few weeks, not only is your love life enhanced, but also your relationships with others. You are in an ultra creative phase starting today. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, yesterday Venus moved into your fifth house. It's the most beautiful transit for you. Over the next few weeks, it will really bring out that creative, artistic side of you, which you need to do something with. Now, how you do it is entirely up to you. It could be through the arts. It could be through something that you do with fashion, with beauty, with women. But whatever happens, you're coming into your own creatively. Here's your Thursday stars, one of the most empowering aspects you're going to get. With the Sun and Pluto working so well together, if you need to recover a relationship that's gone skew-whiff or out of control, then this is great. This is a rebirth of a situation. They say that love is lovelier the second time around. And if that's the case, then you're going to be smothered with love during this phoenix-like period for affection. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in your second house, so this is all about money. If you need to focus on something, you need to get something sorted out, then today's the day to do it. Only the square to the sun does make things a little awkward. I would say just remember this. Money can't and won't buy you love, especially where younger people are concerned. So you're best to save your money and save your pride and save your embarrassment. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.